Feats and Fates is a 5th edition D&D actual play, bringing like-minded gamers together to share a story and have fun doing so. Our current story, Ghoul Island, is a campaign publication written by Cthulhu Mythos writer Sandy Peterson. So if you're unfamiliar with something, just ask us. Reach out to us on our socials and we can discuss any new mechanics that were added that may have not been discussed. Content warning. We do swear quite a bit. You've been warned. Proceed with caution. Do you enjoy our show? Please take the time to rate or review us on your listening platform so we are seen and others can listen too. Isn't growing a community awesome? And we are on social media. Who isn't nowadays? While we are most active on Twitter, we also have Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and even our Patreon. And what is that username? Well, it's at Feats in Fates. And that's with the letter N, not the word and. So that's FEATSINFATES. Want to support the show so we can continue making more episodes? Become a patron today and share the love. Now why don't we head back to the tavern and see where that old barkeep is going to take us next.
Welcome. Welcome back to the tavern. Well, I see you're still around. And so is that dreaded storm. So, why don't I just go and get you a fresh ale and we continue our tale. A tale of feats and fates. Oh, now, where was I? Oh, that's right. In chapter 2, the trio learned about the crew, while also seeing those weird gems they had been carrying. You know, the one that Nehru had such the eerie feeling about. Then there at the end came that dreaded storm. So, why don't we begin again? And we'll see what happens in Chapter 3, The Storm from Beyond.
In the blink of an eye, the sea turns treacherous. Black clouds usher green-yellow lightning, and the gentle ocean waves now swell, threatening to overtake the folly. Unable to tell whether or not it's night or day, rain pelting down, causing decreased visibility all around you. The blackened sky only visible in flashes of lightning. The torrential downpour floods the decks, seeping through into the galley below. What's left behind then washed away by waves crashing over the railing. The chaos and water seems to be everywhere. You could be fully submerged into the sea and it wouldn't feel this wet as the current events. The roaring waves rise like mountains against the storm-wrapped horizon, lightning flashing and thunder rolls. The sea foams white in a rage before crashing down again, sending the salt lay spray to kiss the sky. The dark, roaring sea hides so many dangers, the least of which are its current monumental waves. Captain Senza barks orders to the crew and you find yourself in a fight against this preternaturally strong storm and a fight for your very own survival. In the midst of it all, Nehru, you look and see the crashing waves sweep Olo off her feet before she is knocked down. Precipitation bears down, causing the rigging to be harder to grasp. Helming and Invis, due to your disadvantage rolls last session, you lose control of the sails as they flap harder and harder in the storm's wind. Trying your best to hold on, the sudden jolt from the rigging causes both of you to be knocked against each other and you fall prone onto the wooden, soaked deck. As you fall, I'd like to ask both of you to give me a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
I would like to ask a question I feel like is important for atmosphere.
Yeah, what's up?
Is the bard singing, "And the thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes"? Is he singing?
Well, he is now, that's for damn sure.
Hell yeah.
A 17.
All right, a 17.
I rolled a 17 plus 3, that's a 20.
Ooh, so both of you, while acting quickly as the rigs come barreling back at you, you manage to roll out of the way and dodge, not taking the full brunt of the damage. So just 3 damage each.
Oh.
I'll take the full blood.
Barbarian mentality already. Rain begins to pummel you and the ship from all directions. Gale force winds blowing with such power that it's difficult for everyone to keep their footing. Neeru, why don't you give me a survival check?
Good old survival.
17.
All right, Neeru, you know enough about the sea and how angry it can be. Hey, that rhymes. That you know that if this storm keeps up this way, it could actually rip apart the folly.
So I'll look over to Aiden and so this storm's probably gonna cause some damage. We should probably be prepared.
I agree, lad. At this point, Aiden loses his footing, but quickly steadies himself and grabs the wheel as the ship is thrusting back and forth by the waves, causing everyone to be thrown around as they crash and splash over the crew. In doing so, causes Invis to hyperventilate. Neeru, you then see Banda pick his head up as he comes to the main deck to lend a helping hand in any way he can. Everyone is working diligently as possible. However, after a few waves and being rolled around, Olo is now attempting to get up from the ground.
I'll go help her.
All right, you help Olo get up. She looks to you with a smile and says,
"Huh, you've won my favor, fish boy."
Oh, I finally get to say it. Everybody, roll initiative.
Let's see, 17 plus 3, 20.
Ooh, Invis got a dirty, dirty 20. Wait, Neeru, is that a fucking nat 1?
God damn it. No.
No, of course not.
Oh, nah, this is gonna be awesome. All right, Helmy, what about you?
18.
Okay, so this is where things are gonna get interesting for both you guys and our listeners. This is not a combat initiative, but an actual skill challenge. So things are a little bit different. During this, you'll have unique actions outside of your own move, action, bonus action, etc. Your actions will, however, affect the crew around you, so I'll be nice and say be mindful of your actions. So, your new actions will consist of the following. You can remove hazards, you can bail the ship after initiative round 6, and I'll explain that later. You can aid a crewmate in whatever they are doing. You can go the route of self-preservation, tying yourself to the folly, only thinking of yourself. Or you can do something completely up to you, be creative, and see how your skills reflect what's happening. So, let's kick this initiative off. First ever initiative.
I just want to clear up that's bail the ship, not build the ship.
Yes, John. I said bail, not build. Bail the ship.
Oh, darn. I was going to try to build another ship.
What did the ship do? Why is it in jail? I need to know before I post its bail. But it's
boo.
Nice.
The storm gains strength at an alarming speed. So at the end of everyone's turns, including the crew, there will be a dexterity saving throw to maintain your footing if you did not move. Otherwise, you fall prone and are victim to the storm's wrath. So, beginning of round 1. The rolling waves and rain-drenched deck are difficult to stand on. Starting off, we have our best friend, Invis.
Well, first thing, I can't help but think, as I'm hyperventilating because I've never been in this sort of situation before, I'm a little freaking out. I think Invis is going to rage so he can get like some, advantage on strength and all that stuff, saving throws and all that jazz, or strength checks. So Invis is going to rage.
I do believe so. Oh, also, you are prone, so you have to spend half your movement to get up.
Well, that's fine. I'll stand up, and then I'm going to rage!
Okay, so as the lightning flashes, those that see you notice your eyes begin to glow, your teeth grow sharper, and you become more menacing as the storm rages on, but they are too distracted to fear this new look of you.
The anger kind of builds, and you see the... Because, you know, like, when I described him, he's wearing, like, a button-down, like... shirt and a tie, and it just kind of like, you know, rips a little bit like the Hulk, you know. What's the state of the other crew? What's everybody else looking like? Is anybody having any issues?
Right now, everybody's having issues. Everybody's getting thrown around. Kasa, Ade, Olo, after she got up from Neeru helping her, they're working on the rigging where you were, trying to batten down the mast and make sure that it doesn't break.
How close is it to breaking?
Right now, it's not that bad.
Okay.
But anything that was loose on the ship is getting thrown back and forth from side to side as the waves come crashing on each side.
Okay, well, I guess then, in that case, can I work towards battening down anything that wasn't, like, tied down, anything that's, like, rolling around? Like, can I find stuff that, like, could be a hazard to other crew members and secure it?
So you want to use the remove hazards action?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Give me a strength athletics check.
Okay. That's a 15 plus...
And actually, you get advantage on that too, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I was going to say, raging, he should have advantage on that.
Yeah, so let me do that again, because that was a 21, but maybe I can get it better. Yeah, we'll go with the other one. We'll go with the other one, because that was a nat one.
Nice.
Good thing you had that advantage.
Oh my God. Yeah, thank God for advantage. To paint the scene for you, Invis, as you get up, and you go into this rage and your eyes start to glow and your shirt starts to rip a little bit and your claws get longer. You take a quick look around you and you see that a barrel has come loose from the side of the ship and it is billowing towards almost hitting 8A. But in a very athletic nature, you just lunge forward because it's close enough for you to grab hold of it, dig your claws into it, and save 8A from getting hit by this massive barrel that's about as tall as he is, honestly, and you just set it to its side.
Oh, there you go, Ada. I've got you.
Anything else?
I'm just gonna flick my tongue at Ada.
Alright, cool. So you grab a hold of his barrel, save him, and you just set it back down against the edge of the ship. Invis, after you set the barrel back down, the ship gets hit by another wave, and you lose your footing on the water, and you fall prone. Next up in your initiative, we have Aiden Sala, which is up there with Niru. Aiden is going to spend his turn trying to hold on to the wheel to keep it from going out of control, which is currently he's getting help from Senza anyways. Yeah, that's an 18 athletics check, so he is doing great, and that's going to be his turn. Helmy, what are you doing now?
So I was with Casa before, right?
Right, both you and Invis were in pretty clear proximity to each other. So as the ship starts moving and you guys fall over and kind of get hit around, you see him go into this rage, but you're still pretty close to Casa at the same time too, who has now gotten up and she is trying to batten down the rigging and hold on to it. Like, she's struggling from what you can tell.
Okay. So Helmy is going to go back to Casa as best she can through the wind and the rain. Please, let me help. Let me help you.
Give me a athletics check.
14.
All right. As you work your way through the impaling rain as it's pummeling down on you, you look out as the ocean is churning and you see wave after wave. You're lucky if you can see 30 foot off the side of the ship. You make your way over to Casa, and as she is struggling to hold on to the rigging, she looks up and she sees your shiny gauntlet hand grab a hold of it and just start pulling down with her, and you're successfully helping her.
Great. We can do this together.
All right, Helmy, go ahead and give me yours.
That's a 13.
So, Helmy, you almost lose your footing as the deck is getting wetter and wetter, and you're trying to use strength to grab a hold of this, and you're definitely trying to plant your feet the best you can to get the best grip possible. Fortunately, right now, you have a very stern grasp onto the ship. And you're fine this time. All right, so next up is going to be Matwa. Matwa was in the process of scrubbing the decks, but he is going to go run over to Ade, who almost got impaled by a barrel, and they are just going to keep working on securing the rigging of the sails as much as possible because there's four different areas that can be pulled upon. Banda comes aboard. He goes over to Captain Senza, and he's getting orders. Olo, she gets up. Olo is going to look over to Ade, nod a little bit, and then she's just going to grab a hold of the rigging herself and just start working hard onto it. And she looks over to Nero and just gives him a nod as well. And she keeps just working diligently. Ade is going to use his action to pick Trent back up since he saved him.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Next up, Nero, it's your turn.
I look to Captain Senza and go, Captain Senza, should I get Mosetta up here? to help out.
No. Mosetta, he's probably most likely, he's trying to secure everything down below, along with helping Nebby. You don't want to leave her down there by herself either with those sharp utensils. I think that'd be fine.
All right. I'm going to look over where... Who did not like me the most?
You didn't really have an issue with anybody.
Is anybody down? There's everybody up and about.
As the waves come crashing in, nobody is down yet. However, everybody is busy running back and forth, trying to do what they can.
All right, so I'm going to stand where I'm at. I'm going to just yell out, hoist up the thing, batten down the what's it. What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it. And I'll make my way towards the front of the ship.
That was a cute little rhyme you just did.
Wait, so you're not actually going to finish the full lyric?
I'm not going to do the other part. I don't have the steering wheel. I'm going towards the front of the ship.
Oh, shit, that's right. I guess you did go down to help Olive. Well, damn, I wanted to finish that last lyric. Oh, well.
I'm going to just move towards the front of the ship to see if there's anywhere where I can jump in to help out up there.
So right now it is difficult terrain because of all the water that's everywhere. Are you moving at least half of your movement speed or all of your movement speed?
I'm going to go as much as I can. I'll dash to the front so I can just move the whole 30 feet.
Okay. In that case, go ahead and give me a dexterity saving throw at disadvantage to make sure you don't fall prone.
You know what? Suck it, Matt. I do fall prone.
I'm wondering what the strategy is here.
But it's majestic as fuck.
All right, so Neri, describe to me how you fall prone in the most majestic way possible.
Oh, I scorpion. I fucking just scorpion. You know that noise when the wind gets knocked out of somebody? It's just... That's the noise that you would hear had the wind not been howling.
Okay, and that is it for round one. So as everybody is doing their part, Invis is... back up thanks to the help of one of the crewmates. You see Neru fall in the most majestic way possible, and then he just slides on his ass across the ship. Lightning crashes from the skies, striking the highest point of the mast. Despite the downpour, the sails catch fire and begin to burn. Now the dexterity saving throw has increased, so it's gonna be a little bit harder because the rain has gotten worse and there are more hazards at bay. So Invis, you look up and you see this massive lightning bolt just hit the top of the mast and it catches fire. You can't get up there, but what is your character going to do?
Well, I'm raging, so I'm not going to hyperventilate. I guess I'm going to climb up there. What is on fire here? Is it the mast or the sails, or is the mast like falling apart?
Lightning strikes the mast and it causes sparks to hit the canvas sails. So the very top canvas sails are now on fire. Because of the fabric themselves, they are igniting at a rate that you wouldn't be able to get up there fast enough in 6 seconds to really do anything because it's about 50 feet up.
Is there anybody like underneath the sails? Is there anybody that it looks like this is going to fall on top of that I could like push out of the way?
So as you watch the lightning strike and the canvas starts to catch fire, in the midst of it, some of the wood that was holding the sails begins to crack and begins to fall. It's nothing too substantial right now. It's just little splinters, nothing bigger than 1 to 2 foot across. And the ship's rocking at such a point, you're having a hard time figuring out where exactly anything is going to fall right now anyways. But you do see that there are still a lot of loose debris on the ship moving back and forth, and you don't exactly know where it's going to go yet.
I guess I'll work on that then. I guess I'll just like try to secure any debris that's around that might hit somebody. Or
if you want to help clear the debris, Invis, give me another athletics check with advantage.
Alrighty. Okay, 15 and a 16. We'll take that 22.
You're able to get a hold of some of the barrels, and you grab a rope, and you just start tying them back down to the edge of the ship. And that's going to be it for you for this round. Go ahead and give me a dexterity saving throw.
Okie dokie. Oh, man. That's a 2 plus a 3. That's a 5. Yeah.
As you finish tying the rope around the barrel, another wave comes and crashes the side of the ship that you're on. And doing so, the water just pours right under your feet from the edge of the deck. And you just lose all footing and you fall down prone.
Ah!
Aiden is still trying to maintain navigation on the ship, trying to give everything that he has into it. And that is a 15, so he is doing great with it. Definitely getting help from Senza, because as the waves rock the ship back and forth, it is getting harder to hold the steering of the ship because you don't want to break the rudders and the wheel at the same time. So, Helmy, it is back to you. What are you doing?
How sturdy do we feel between Casa and I this rigging is going? If I left Casa to go help with something else, would she be struggling again, or?
You've noticed Casa can hold her own enough, so you think that she'd probably be okay.
Okay, great. What are the other crew doing? Is there anyone that looks like they're in need of assistance?
I mean, Nero is flat on his face right now.
Yeah, but he did it so spectacularly. I almost feel like he doesn't need me. No, that's true. That's true. Helmy will go pick up Nero. Am I able to say something to Nero as well? Or will picking him up be like all I can do?
No, you say something. Keep the role playing going. Go.
Here, friend, let me help you. I've got to say, that was quite a spill you had. Pretty magnificent, if I do say so myself.
I meant to do that. Meant to do it.
It was very clear that you did. I have a question, though. Are you familiar at all with storms and things like that? Does this feel natural to you?
It's definitely a bad one. I mean, you know, you have hurricanes.
Yeah.
Tropical storms.
Know about those. All right. I'm just wondering if there's anything else we should be concerned about, or if we just need to keep her afloat to get through it.
I think just focus on one thing at a time.
All right. Well, yeah. And I help him up.
Nero, you'll start your turn standing, so you won't have to lose half of your movement speed. And that is it for Helmy. So as you reach down to help Nero up, you quickly pull him back up, but you begin to slip yourself a little bit. Are you able to catch yourself though?
17.
You are indeed able to catch yourself, so you don't slip. So Matla is still trying to grab barrels as it goes. You know, in the very beginning, Matla was one that almost hit Nero with a barrel. This time, he's trying to keep the barrels from hitting somebody else. Banda is now paying attention to the crew, seeing if there's anybody that is in need of aid that he can come and help heal. And as you look up, the fire just starts to ignite. And the rain is not hitting it fast enough. And this canvas from the top sail starts pouring flames and pouring smoke into the air. Olo and Aide, they both look up. They see this, but they don't want to let the rigging come loose. Otherwise, the whole mast might actually break in the process. As this supernatural storm starts picking up wind and gale force winds start pushing you all directions. Senza is still grabbing a hold of the wheel with Aide, trying to secure it. And with that, we are back to Nero. What are you doing now that Helmy has helped you up?
Well, you done advanced the fire. I was going to ask you a question, and I had something that might have been able to fix it. It was really unorthodox. How big is the fire?
Right now, it's about, I'd probably say it's about 15 foot.
Would you say that's the size of a small campfire?
Usually a small campfire is like a 5 foot square. What were you trying to do?
I was going to press to digitation it.
Hmm.
And extinguish the fire, but I was gonna have to get somebody to throw me.
I can throw you.
I was about to say, I was like, your reach on that's kind of short.
I'll throw him.
I was gonna get the barbarian to throw me.
If he can hold his turn and let me throw him.
It was probably not gonna work.
I'll throw him. Let's do it. I'm game. Let's do it. I want to do this.
You know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold your action.
I'm going to look at Invis. Can you throw?
Yeah.
Throw me up.
Yes, I will.
I'm praying for two nat ones with this.
I'll brace myself in expectation of the boat about to rock.
Okay. All right. So that is going to be it for your turn. So go ahead and give me a dexterity saving throw as you begin to brace yourself.
Natural. Whoa! Fucking 20.
Nice.
And I'm holding prestidigitation ready to cast as soon as I get close enough.
I don't know how far up he can throw you, but okay. Okay. So now we are back up, and it is now round three. Lightning crashes all around you. It hits the mast yet again, but it doesn't really ignite any more of the flames that are already engulfed and going. Despite the downpour, everything is still getting harder and harder to do. Invis, you are now back up at the top of round three. What are you gonna do?
Yes, it is my turn. I'm gonna throw Nero. I'm gonna throw him to the top.
Yeah, so as the ship is rocking back and forth, Invis, you walk over to where Nero is. Give me an athletics check.
I like to imagine that you're grabbing my leg and just throwing me.
Yeah, I was thinking I'd like grab him like by the shoulder and pick him up by the leg so he's like laying like horizontally, and I'll like kind of swing him back and forth to kind of get momentum, and then I'll just kind of like hurl him up there like Superman like pose style, you know? That's a 12 and a 2. So we'll go with the 12. That's an 18.
All right, so 18. So Invis, you walk over and you just grab Nero and pick him up and just chuck him as high as you can. As you get tossed up into the air, you are being pummeled with a rain right into your face, and you just feel the ferocity of the throw as you are thrown 30 foot straight up, and you're able to grab onto the boom before you fall and pull yourself to it. All right, so Invis, go ahead and give me another dexterity saving throw as you try to stick your own footing.
Okay, so that's a 13.
As you grab Nero and you tossed him up, you felt yourself slide a little bit, but your tail was able to balance you out, so you did not fall, and you were still standing.
Great.
So next up, we are going to have Aiden. Aiden is still doing his normal thing, so we are going to go back to Helmy, as Aiden is constantly just trying to steer the ship as it's rocking back and forth, and these waves are getting harder, and the waves are crashing up, and you feel the water pour across the deck under your feet, and clouds getting darker.
Helmy is going to look around and check for hazards.
All right, Helmy, give me an athletics check.
That is a 17.
So as you look around, you see that another barrel has come loose, and it is piling right toward Casa, but it's going to come right by you. You were able to quickly grab hold of your glaive, reach out, and just stab it just the nick of time before it gets any further past you and it's out of your reach.
Is there any ale in this one?
Nope, it is not.
Ah, bummer.
All of a sudden, you hear Captain Senza, "That was a really good catch!"
Thank you. Thank you.
Captain Senza looks up and she says, "Nero, are you close enough to it?"
"I will be."
And she just kind of gives you the thumbs up, and you hear her cat very sourly hiss because it's getting pummeled and soaked while it's out there in the rain.
"Here, kitty, 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 kitty."
Oh, dear.
Oh, here we go again.
Do you need a dex from me?
Yes, yes. So as you impale this, give me the dexterity saving throw to finish up your turn. See whether or not you lose your footing.
I might. It's a 9.
Yeah, you do. Unfortunately, you are able to stop the barrel from going forward to where Casa is standing, but in the process of it, you lose momentum and you slip on your heel and fall right onto your face, but you're still holding your glaive with the barrel. So Matwa looks over to you as he sees you fall, and he thinks about walking away for a second. As he does, another gust of wind comes, and the rigging that he was standing at just starts to unravel, so he grabs a hold of it and just starts batting down again.
And the thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes.
Olo's helping Matwa with trying to get this one section of the rigging secured, because it every time they think they have it and they think they have the right knot, it comes loose again. Ade sees you fall, Helmy, and he comes over. He helps you back up, and he sets the barrel up. You okay, lass?
Yes. Yes, I am. Thank you so much for your help.
"You gotta be careful," he says as he's kind of rocking back and forth, and you just see this small dwarf just kind of shifting back and forth with his sea legs.
"Yes, I will try to be more careful next time. Thank you."
All right, lass. And Nero, it is back up to you.
All right. I'm going to climb up the 10 feet to where within the range of the fire. I'm going to use prestidigitation to hopefully put it out. and I just go, zim, zim, zalabim. But no one else hears that because I'm embarrassed by it.
Okay. So as you climb up the mast to the next set of booms, it puts you right within range of where you need to be. Now, granted, the fire's gotten a little bit bigger, but you are able to put out a little 5-foot segment of the sail as some of the timbers fall to the ground of the canvas.
Is there anything that I can see that maybe I can shoot at and cause this to not burn up all the way?
As you look around, unfortunately, there is nothing really that you can get to from where it is. Because the way the sails are tied, even if you shot one, the rest of them wouldn't fall.
Okay. I'm assuming I'm like up there with some rigging and whatnot. Like there's some rope that I could like tie myself with.
So as you're standing on the next boom at the mast, there's not rope that you can tie yourself to, but there is the rope that leads back down to the deck.
Because what I'm thinking, I'm not wanting to leave until the fire's out.
Right.
But I don't want to tie myself to the mast because I feel like that's just suicide.
You can use an action, I'd say maybe strength, just to try to hold on to the mast.
Can I use an action to try to put out the rest of the fire? Remove hazards?
Do you have 10-foot reach?
I can climb up another 10-foot.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say you probably have another 5-foot. Like, I'll do it at half speed. So, yeah, I'll say you probably have another 5-foot.
So, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and climb up that other 5-foot, use my robes that are soaked in water to kind of, like, use as a almost like a whip.
Okay.
To try to put out the rest of the fire that I can reach.
All right, so as you do that, Prestidigitation got rid of about 5 foot of it. I mean, it's expanded to about 20 foot on that one side now, but you've knocked out half of the ignited flames that have came from the mast on that one side. So you're doing pretty good, actually.
And this is going to be dumb as fuck. I go, Banda, do your stuff, and I'll let go. I'll fall back down.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm going to let go, and I'm going to fall down.
Yeah.
Banda's a healer, guys. We know that he can heal.
This is
probably really dumb, but
No.
Oh man, I had something I was gonna do.
Well, I was like, I could see why he's doing it anyways, because like if he rolls bad on this dexterity save. Alright, so you take 1d6 for every 10 foot, so you're falling 40 foot. Well, 45 foot.
Oh yeah, that's true. Well then never mind that shit. I'll take my chances. Yeah, fuck it. I'll just take my chances. I mean, I'm probably letting go anyway with this fucking deck save, right?
All right. So as you are trying to hold on to the mast and you're whipping your robes back and forth, lightning crashes and the rain starts hitting and you feel yourself having a hard time holding on to the mast as slippery as it's getting. So give me a dexterity save at disadvantage.
You son of a bitch, you set me up.
You wouldn't have passed it either way. It went. However, as another wave crashes into it and the mast jerks, you feel your hand slip off of it and you begin to fall, but not before you land on the boom below, taking only 1d6.
But as I'm falling, I want like a Hero by Enrique Iglesias to play.
Just a very slow fall. Now, are we talking Mary Jane Watson fall or Gwen Stacy fall?
We're talking like Mary Jane Watson fall. Like slow-mo. I'm looking at it and I'm trying to grab and it's just right out of reach.
All right. So you take 3 damage as you hit the boom that is below you.
And everyone hears the very faint, God damn it.
All right. So we are back up to the top of the round. So we're going to be starting back with Invis. However, as you guys look around the ship, you see the crew are working with minimal success at trying to control the fire from the mast. Thanks to Neeru, however, some of it has been controlled. Not much, but some of it. So, Invis, what are you doing now?
Okay, so as I was putting up like barrels and stuff, did I notice any that felt like they were filled with like water or ale or anything like that?
All those are below deck. These are the supply barrels.
Crap, Matt. I had something cool I wanted to do. shoot.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what to do now because like my whole plan was I was going to get a barrel and I was going to like
you know, shake it up, and then I was gonna like poke a hole and like squirt the water like a Coke can. Is there a bucket?
Yeah, there's a few buckets that have, you know, that are sliding around the deck.
Do they have water in them?
Well, yeah, most likely, unless they're turned over because of how bad it's raining. I mean, you know, there's buckets. You use buckets to mop the deck with.
Okay, well, let me grab a bucket, and then I guess I'll climb a little ways up the mast and then try to throw some water on the fire as far as I can.
Okay, so fuck it, narrative, I'll keep it.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I imagine picking up a bucket should be about the same as drawing a sword.
So you reach down, you grab the bucket. You're about 10 foot away from the mast. So you spend 20 foot of movement getting over to it. Are you going to start to try to climb up it a little bit or wait until your next round?
I'll just wait till my next turn to climb up and try to throw the water. Oh, and my dex save was 13.
Yeah, you're fine. You're still holding on to it. So Helmy, what are you doing?
Okay. Helmy looks up at the two that are climbing all over the mast area. Looks like you guys have it all handled up there. I'll stay down here. Thank you very much. And she's just going to look around to see if she can identify anybody, any crew member that needs any assistance with anything.
So as you look around, 8A is having a hard time keeping hold of the rigging, if you want to go and help him.
Yeah. So walk up to 8A. Here, let me give you some assistance.
Give me a strength check.
Hey, nat 20.
25. All right. So as Ada is struggling to keep this rigging in hand, you just walk over and you grab it, and in your other hand, you grab your glaive and you wrap it around kind of the handle of your glaive, and you use both hands to pull it down, to tighten it. That way Ada can go ahead and use the leverage that you're giving him to tie it onto it, and then you let your glaive come off of it.
There you are. That should hold for a little bit.
Alas, I cannot appreciate it enough. I thought I was about to get thrown up there with the blue man.
Oh, no, we don't want that. Glad to help.
Yes, 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 definitely glad to help. We gotta do something about this fire, though. It's getting bigger.
Do we have any suggestions? Is there anything on the ship that may be able to help?
Can you fly?
Unfortunately not. No.
You got any spiritual connection to the water? You can just kind of shoot it up.
No, unfortunately. If we were on...
Oh, damn it, Lass.
If we were on the ground, I would have a little more potential there, but unfortunately not. But it looks like my companions might be taking a crack at getting it down, so they may be okay.
All right, all right. So as you two are talking, crew is yelling like all around. Senza is still barking orders as she is trying to help Aiden. These two names are way too damn similar in my opinion. Helping Aiden batten down the wheel of the ship. Olo is yelling at Matla to hurry up and batten down some barrels that have gotten loose. It's full on calamity, and once again you still hear band just kind of, and the thunder roll. I can't do it as good as Trent.
And the thunder rolls and the lightning strikes.
There we go.
I fucking love Garth Brooks. Guilty pleasure, Garth Brooks.
All right, Helmy, go ahead and give me a dexterity.
All right, that's a 16.
All right, you are fine for right now. Niru, how you hanging up there, buddy?
Doing great. Doing awesome. Let's see here. How much fire's left?
The fire has begun to spread.
How fast is the boat moving?
You know, I'll probably say about 20 miles an hour because it's getting hit by the wave, so it slowed down a little bit. But with the sails still open, the sail's still up. The winds are still pushing the ship, but the wind's coming from all sides, so you feel it getting hit from all directions, which is making it harder for you to hold on to the boom that you're on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Am I within 30 feet of anybody besides Invis?
Yeah, you're probably, if you're thinking about diagonals, yeah, you're probably within 30 foot of 8A.
Okay. I'm going to speak into 8A's mind.
Okay.
With my awakened mind and be like, 8A, this is Niru. Throw something overboard to catch me. And I'm just going to jump off into the water. Suck it, Matt.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So you guys see Neru. He climbs up onto the boom, and you just see him run across the boom and just dive down into the ocean water below.
What are you doing?
Can't make me make a dex save in the water, Matt. Ha ha.
Go ahead and give me a dex save to swim.
I got swimming speed, bud.
I don't give a shit.
I'm amphibious. There's no slipping inside the water.
I didn't say anything about slipping. I just said something about swimming.
Really good at swimming.
You're fine.
Damn it. I'm saving that 19.
So we are back up to the top of the round again. And the rigging and the sails suffer another lightning strike. And now the canvas sails have fallen to the deck. All of you must contend with the possibility of the ship itself catching fire as the canvas ignites the barrels and the woods, basically everything that's on the deck right now from where it falls. Envis, you're like 10 foot on the mast. So as it gets hit by the lightning strike.
Now remember, I hadn't started climbing up the mast yet.
Oh, you're still at the bottom? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm standing there at the bottom with a bucket of water when the sails fall. And I'm like, oh, that's convenient. Now I don't have to climb. And I throw the water on the fire.
Against all expectations, the storm's power continues to grow. The buffeting winds push the last remnants of the sail so forcefully that the mast bends and creaks from the strain. The ship begins to take on water. Fortunately, the ocean water raging across the deck is putting out a little bit of the flames, but currently, not all of them. Envis, what are you doing?
Well, I'm going to throw my bucket of water that I've already got in my hands onto the nearest flames. And then, how's the mast looking? You said it was starting to look like it was bending.
Oh, yeah, like it's cracking as the sails have fallen to the deck.
After throwing my water, can I, like, position myself, like, at the mast to, like, try and steady it some?
Hell yeah, give me a strength check, like, just a full-on strength check. And you do get advantage, because you're still raging.
Hell yeah. Okay. All right, it's a 16 plus 6, 22.
So as you get back to the mast, you can grab a hold of it from both sides and dig your claws into it. You can feel it moving back and forth. So you kind of dig your feet into the deck itself. And as you plant your claws of your feet and the claws of your hand into the mast, go ahead and give me a dexterity check with advantage.
Okay, yeah, because I would say I'm also kind of using my tail to, like, stabilize me.
Yeah, because the way I see it, you're kind of planted right now, so just, yeah, go ahead and give it me with advantage.
Okay, so it's a 17 plus 3, so that's a dirty 20.
All right, so yeah, you are firmly planted holding the mast.
I am the mast, and the mast is me.
Aiden sees this, and he begins yelling out, "Put those flames out! Get them out now! They're gonna tear the ship apart!" Helmy, it's now your turn.
Oh boy. All right, so I feel like I've done a lot for the rigging here. Part of the mast has fallen down and is on fire, right?
Yes, so the topsails have fallen and they hit the deck. They have ignited the deck. Now, granted, some of the water washing across the deck has put out some of the flames, but not all of the flames. So right now you have some members of the crew that are over there at Aiden's call trying to put out these flames.
Great. I would like to go help with that. Mostly see if there's anything that I can throw off the ship that is on fire.
Okay. So give me a acrobatics check.
Okay. 17.
All right. So as you are grabbing some of the ignited crates, your gauntlets kind of protect you a little bit so you don't suffer any fire damage yet. And you're just tossing over a few of the crates into the water to slow down the process of the flames.
I'm sorry. I hope none of this is valuable.
Ede hears Neru in his head and he freaks out and he just kind of like starts spinning around in circles for a second. And he looks up and then he sees Neru jump into the water, but he didn't know that Neru could talk into minds, and now he's kind of terrified of Neru, but at the same time too, he doesn't want to like not help Neru. So he grabs a long rope and he throws it over into the water below. So that is it for Ede's turn, I believe.
By the way, I got a nat 1 on my dex saving throw.
No.
You fall prone.
Yeah.
Question. Is Bando not, like, giving anybody inspiration?
Banda's not a bard.
I thought he was a bard.
He's the worst bard ever.
I could have sworn you said he was a bard.
No, I never said he was a bard. I never said he was a bard. I just said he likes to play. He's like a bard.
I wrote down medic. That's all I got wrote down.
He's like a bard.
See, medic.
Useless bard.
Yeah, I've got a healer on mine, so.
He fixed my nut sprained ankle. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, a bard could do that. And a bard can also play like Garth Brooks covers.
Yes, you are correct. All right. Helma, you said you got a nat one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, she did.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you are throwing these crates over, trying to get the flames off of the deck as fast as possible, another wave comes and knocks into the side of the ship. The winds blow at the right momentum and completely knock you off your feet and over the railing into the water below.
Am I at least close to Neeru?
No, you're on the other side.
Oh, no.
And you are currently 15 feet from the folly.
Okay.
So yeah, Helmy, you are currently in the water.
Does stone sink?
You are having a hard time trying to stay afloat right now because you are also covered in chainmail, which is very heavy.
Uh-huh.
Matwa, he is over trying to help put the fire out. Band is still at the top of the ship trying to keep the crates and everything from sliding around up there so they don't knock out Aiden and...
Being the most useless bard ever.
Captain Sensa. Olo is still trying to put the fire out herself. Ade, seeing you fall overboard, he has found another rope and he has thrown it over that side of the ship as well. That way you have something to pull back up on, help me.
As the storm dredges on, mere seconds feel like hours as the crew is ferociously working to put out the flames and save as much of the ship as possible. As waves continue to pummel the folly, both Neeru and Helmy have fallen overboard on opposite sides of the ship. Poor Helmy, wearing her dense and heavy chainmail, is struggling to keep afloat amidst the torrential waves that are rocking the ship back and forth. As she begins to struggle and kick into the icy water, a chill runs down her spine as terror and the frightening envisioning of drowning is now surfacing into the recesses of her mind. She panics and kicks harder as the storm's violence and chaos rages on. Debris falling and splashing into the sea all seems lost. Is the storm going to win against them? Well, as movement in the sea increases, it has unknowingly drawn the attention of creatures that live beneath the surface. Slowly, they begin to close in on both Helmy and Neeru's location.
Well, that is how this chapter ends. Oh, you might want to stick around for more, my friend. And soon, oh so very soon, we will continue our tale. A tale of feats and fates.